Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Midwest today, the Windy City, Chicago. But we aren't going downtown to the Loop, we are going to the neighborhoods. The bungalows of Belmont Cragen and the two flats of Humboldt Park. We are profiling a history maker, Democrat Delia Ramirez, the representative for Illinois, 3rd District.
Delia Ramirez is a huge deal for representation. She is the first Latina ever elected to Congress from the entire Midwest. Think about that. We have had Latina representatives from California, Texas, New York, Florida, but never from the heartland. Until now. She represents a district that was specifically drawn to give a voice to the massive Latino population in Chicago and its suburbs. And she really embodies that community.
She absolutely does. Her parents were immigrants from Guatemala who worked low-wage jobs to survive. She talks about watching her neighbors line up at her church for food. That experience led her into social work. Before she was a politician, she was running homeless shelters. She was the executive director of the Center for Changing Lives. She wasn't a lawyer. She was a housing advocate. And that background defines everything she does in D.C.
It really does. She talks about housing as a human right constantly. In 2025, she introduced the Tenants' Right to Organize Act. It's a fascinating bill. It basically says that if you live in housing that gets federal money, like Section 8 vouchers, you have a protected right to form a tenants' union, just like workers form a labor union. She argues that renters are vulnerable and need collective bargaining power to fight against slumlords. It's a very bold, progressive idea.
But the most personal issue for her is immigration. And this is where her story gets really unique. Leah, did you know she is in a mixed-status marriage?
I did, and it's heartbreaking and powerful at the same time. Her husband, Boris, is a DACA recipient, a dreamer. That means he has temporary legal status, but it can be taken away by a court ruling at any moment. She is the only member of Congress who goes to work every day, knowing that her spouse's ability to stay in the country is legally fragile. When she sits in Homeland Security hearings and grills the administration about deportation policies, she isn't speaking in the abstract. She is speaking about her own kitchen table.
She is also surprisingly influential on veterans' issues. She is a ranking member on a VA subcommittee.
Right, the subcommittee on oversight. She has been very aggressive there. Her first bill was the, quote, Student Veteran Benefit Restoration Act. It was designed to help veterans who got scammed by for-profit colleges. She argued that these veterans used their GI Bill benefits at fake schools, and they should get those benefits back. It shows that even though she is a staunch progressive, she can dig into the administrative weeds to fix problems for her constituents.
Let's talk about the district itself, IL-03. It's a weird shape.
It's a barbell. On one end, you have the cool, gentrifying neighborhoods of Chicago, Logan Square, Humboldt Park. These are the voters with Black Lives Matter signs in their windows, sipping oat milk lattes. Then you have a narrow strip connecting it to the western suburbs like Addison and West Chicago. These are industrial towns. You have factories, warehouses, and a lot of working-class Latino families. Ramirez has to represent both the progressive activist in the city and the factory worker in the suburbs. And she does it by focusing on the economic struggle they both share.
She also recently introduced the Equal Tax Act.
Yes, in September 2025. This is a classic populist bill. She wants to tax investment income, capital gains, at the same rate as labor income. She asks, why should a nurse pay a higher tax rate on her wages than a millionaire pays on his stock portfolio? It's a message that resonates in both parts of her district.
The social worker who made history.
And the wife fighting for her husband's right to dream.
That is Delia Ramirez. That is our profile for Illinois. Third, stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.